fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day. Courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Thursday, the 30th day of November, year of our Lord, 2017, welcome to the John Moore Show. In prepper tip of the day, I want to encourage all of you to get yourself a supply of potassium iodide. That's iodide. There's iodate and iodide. You want iodide. What this does, it goes to your thyroid, and if you're exposed to radiation, it prevents your thyroid from absorbing the radiation. And that's a good thing, to not get radiation into your thyroid. It ends up with very severe health problems later on, including cancer. On the left side of my homepage, at thelibertyman.com, you'll find some potassium iodide for sale there, along with a Geiger counter, electronic Geiger counter, which might be a good thing to get also. I was just reading this morning that the Canadian government is restocking their Cold War shelters that they had for high-level government officials in Canada, making sure that they've got the food and water and medicine and blankets and whatever else they need to have those shelters ready for government officials coming out of Ottawa. I have every reason to believe that all the shelters for the federal government are certainly being brought up to speed. Seems like they've been doing that for quite a while, but there may be extra attention being given to them. We'll have open lines this first half hour, and Bob Nair will have Tom Berryhill. We'll be talking about the energy cleaner. Second hour, Don Kubley may or may not be with us. Don has been in India and Bangladesh recently. He may still be over there. I don't know. If he can join us, he will. So we'll take your questions, calls, and comments here at Republic Broadcasting at 800-313-9443. Earlier this morning, Vince Finelli's show had a very upsetting technical error going on. there were two shows being broadcast at the same time, and I turned it off. It was maddening even trying to listen to it for just a few minutes. But that's Genesis Communications. We rebroadcast Vincent's show every morning here, and maybe they'll get that fixed. I hope they have by now. The war drums are beating. The war drums are beating. I know from talking to various private sources that our military, the U.S. military, is quietly ramping up, getting ready for something. I believe it's World War III myself. I heard recently from a confidential source that class of infantry, AIT, Advanced Infantry Training, graduates, they finished their graduation ceremony. It used to be, even during the Vietnam War, where we had some pretty severe manpower shortages, graduates would get a one-month leave before being sent overseas. Well, these graduates, 2 months ago, they had 1 hour to spend with friends and family, and they immediately had to leave for their next duty station. That's highly unusual. In case you don't know, I'm here to tell you that it's highly unusual. Something very serious is being planned for. Therefore, if the military is getting ready, I think that we would all be well advised to get ready ourselves. Now, yesterday here in where I live in Osage Township in Crawford County, Missouri, I was working on our emergency communications. I brought the coax into the building, attached the coax to the wall, looped it through into the radio shack, brought up all the radio equipment, two transmitters, one CB transmitter, one FM transmitter, power supply for both, Faraday bags for both, Faraday box for both. Got all the connections necessary to operate this equipment. Did a quick test on the FM transmitter. I didn't test the CB equipment yet, but I will be. I got one more little piece of equipment to get for a final install. I'll be working on that today. Then we'll start our testing. Testing the FM transmitter and testing the CB transceiver. We'll go from there to install a 2-meter ham transceiver, and also this will probably be the same radio, a VHF transceiver to talk to the local authorities if and when the need ever arises. So we're making some progress down here, getting our emergency communications set up and protecting our emergency communications from EMP. Also here in Osage Township, we'll be distributing AM/FM hand crank radios that will be protected in Faraday bags to business owners, pastors, community leaders in the area, so that we can have community leaders throughout Osage Township that can listen to the FM radio and then tell their neighbors what's going on in the neighborhood. That's our plan, and we're sticking to it. If you have a question or comment, we certainly will take your question or comment here at Republic Broadcasting at 800-313-9443. Today's the last day of the month, obviously. We got 1 month left in the year. It'll be 2018 before you know it. The closer we get to Christmas, the more business slows down to the point where by Christmas Eve, most business in America comes to a screeching halt and doesn't start up again until about the 2nd or 3rd of January. That's typically what happens in this country. The most vulnerable time every year in this country is between Christmas and New Year's. Every federal, state, and local agency of every sort, whether it's military or police or otherwise, has typically is staffed by the youngest, least experienced personnel. There might be a couple of experienced people around, but the majority of the people are the youngest and least experienced because they don't have the seniority to get time off. That's what happens between Christmas and New Year's every year. This is not a secret, by the way. This is pretty commonly known. It's a time of families and friends getting together, enjoying each other's company, and so forth, as well it should be. This may be the first Christmas holiday in decades that the President of the United States actually calls it Christmas as opposed to Happy Holidays. I would love to see some of these school boards get some stiffness in their spines and call the Christmas break what it is, a Christmas break, instead of the winter break, which they've been doing now for, 30, 40 years? I don't even know anymore. When I was in school, it was a Christmas holiday, a Christmas break. That's what it is. That's what it should be called. And if it offends anybody, get over it. I don't see I don't see Muslim countries being worried about offending Christians. Why should we be worried about offending Muslims? I don't get that at all. So let's go back to what works in this country. Calling the Christmas holidays what it is, the Christmas holidays. The North Korean missile launch earlier this week has got a lot of people's attention, as well it should. It is not just the North Koreans. North Korea is a client state of both Communist China and Communist Russia. You think Russia's not communist, you're living in a dreamland. Since day one, North Korea has been a client state of Communist China and Communist Russia. Nothing of any consequence happens there without the tacit approval, if not outright involvement, of the Communist Chinese, as well as the Russians. That's my reality. I don't know what yours is, but that's my reality. I was reading an account from a female North Korean soldier. I think she had escaped and was able to tell her tale about the miserable conditions that the women had to endure in the North Korean army. Absolutely miserable. The government there has such a complete lockdown on access to information that the North Koreans think they're living in paradise and they take pity on Americans. I'm serious. They actually think that Americans are living in squalor and are worse off than they are. Now, that's some pretty serious propaganda and some pretty serious containment of reality, isn't it? I think it is. They're a formidable enemy. They have either first or second largest standing army on the planet. They're only a stone's throw, the Korea, the border, the 38th parallel, is within artillery range of Seoul, the capital of South Korea. Dave Hodges released a story this morning or yesterday coming out of Australia giving the main targets of the North Korean military, which I pretty much agree with. I didn't find any serious disagreement with the list of targets. Not at all. Keeping in mind that these missiles that the North Koreans have probably aren't all that accurate. I recall when I was in the military, the discussions that were taking place then about why the Russian missiles had such massive warheads with such huge yields. And the story was that their guidance systems were so poor, they had to have the really large yield nuclear weapons to make up the difference because they couldn't target and get as close as with any dependability as they would like to their targets. I'm going to call her on hold here. We got Rick in Missouri. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, John. Hey, I just had one quick comment. I was filtering through some information yesterday or the day before, and I came across this strange YouTube video of these two conservative guys questioning Alexa, Amazon's Alexa, this device that you can buy and you put it in your house, and you can it's always listening to you unless you somehow disable that. But you can yell out a question, and it will give you some sort of information. You can ask it to order a pizza, or you can buy stuff off Amazon.com with it, obviously. But these guys are conservatives, and they were asking Alexa some various political questions, and they asked about communism and socialism and fascism, and basically you got these Wikipedia answers, but they asked Alexa who Muhammad was, and Alexa said that Muhammad was this wonderful, kind, wise prophet that gave us many important lessons, taught us how to live, and et cetera. I mean, it was this glowing report about this guy, and then asked who Jesus was, and Alexa had a one-sentence answer: Jesus Christ is a fictional character. That was it.
No kidding.
I am not kidding. You can find it. I just kind of looked it up, and it just says Amazon's Alexa says Jesus is a fictional character. And these guys were smart. I mean, these guys were, they were right up there with Jesse Waters. So they really had the interview goes on for 15 or 20 minutes, but it's really shocking. And so, right down to your Alexa that's watching you all the time, you see that these large industries like Google, Facebook, Amazon, these people, they're watching you, and they're trying to reprogram your brain with every device available to them. So, if anybody gets a couple of minutes, look it up. It's a kind of a lengthy thing, 15, 20 minutes, but it is a hoot.
Right. Well, that reminds me of something, and I need to make this a personal project. There's a billboard in Indianapolis, and I've got it up here on my screen in front of me. The headline at the top of the billboard is black with white letters. It says, in quotes, "The Perfect Man." And then it gives six things the perfect man did during his life. Number one, married a six-year-old. Two, slave owner and dealer. Three, rapist. Then we got beheaded 600 Jews in one day. Next, 13 wives, 11 at one time. And last but not least, tortured and killed unbelievers.
Right.
Now, it doesn't mention Muhammad. It doesn't mention Islam. It doesn't mention Muslims. All it says is what I just stated. It's beautiful. It is, Rick, I was in psychological warfare, and this is some of the most perfect and beautiful psychological warfare I've ever seen. Because it's just so well done, so well thought out.
Well, you can imagine what would have happened. Sure, I agree with you, and you can only imagine what would have happened had Alexa had all that reversed and said Muhammad was a fictional character. Well, they'd have put out some sort of a fatwa on a bunch of people, and they'd be chasing.
The top executives at Amazon would have fatwas against them.
Oh, they would be, sure, they would be in mortal danger because they would keep it up until they finally caught them. So it just goes to show you that, the only people on this planet that can be abused consistently and without fear is a Christian. It's funny, but, I don't know how to feel about that.
Well, my brother has one of those Alexa devices. I look at it as some kind of gimmick, like a party gimmick kind of thing. It's something
sure.
I want to get involved with. Rick, anything else?
No, sir. That's all I wanted to say. Thanks.
Appreciate the call. Thank you.
Okay,
we got a break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hey, Hey, can we talk about something serious for a minute? Your age. Getting old has its perks. But remember, being a few years younger, you know, your hair was thicker, you didn't have so many wrinkles, that extra weight wasn't haunting you, and you just felt better. Well, we can't turn back the clocks and go back 10 or 15 years, but you can start feeling and looking 10 or 15 years younger with Nature's Youth RSF. It's a doctor-formulated daily supplement that helps your body maintain its peak performance and fight the aging process. Imagine sleeping better, looking better, and feeling better. See how Nature's Youth RSF has helped thousands of people just like you at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. The holidays are coming. Imagine how it will feel when your family and friends are asking you what you did to look so good. Your secret will be Nature's Youth RSF. It's time to start looking better and feeling better. Learn more and order your Nature's Youth RSF at naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. It's taken 3 years before I could offer the InterShelter domes for sale. During those 3 years, several different governments and militaries were taking all their production. The InterShelter dome homes may be just what you've been looking for to provide affordable, energy-efficient, permanent, and attractive housing. These dome homes are prefabricated units that can be assembled in a few hours by two men with a ladder and simple hand tools. Check out the photos of these dome homes built in the Arctic, on tropical beaches, in suburban areas, and in forests. All the details, many photographs, and the pricing of the dome homes are listed on the left-hand side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. I think you'll find these homes are not only attractive, but they're energy efficient and a bonus. You can disassemble them and reassemble them as many times as you feel you need the need to. Pretty great, huh? Something that's very, very unique. Check them out at my website at thelibertyman.com. Thank you. We are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 30th of November. Something I've looked into, it's one of those projects that hasn't got a high priority, is having one of these companies that does artistic concrete work. You've seen you've probably driven past the businesses where they have the different pieces of artistic concrete that you can put in your yard or your garden. Various birds and figures and so forth. A concrete artistic representation of the Stone Mountain Monument. I believe it's in Georgia. I would advocate doing probably two versions if I can get this project going. One would be a 4x4 foot concrete representation of the Stone Mountain Monument. And the other would be maybe 3 or 4 4x4 foot panels, which would be a larger version of the same thing, the Stone Mountain Monument. I pick 4x4 feet because that's the size of a standard shipping pallet, and something that big and that heavy, you would want to ship on a pallet where a forklift could be used to
gently and carefully move something that large and that heavy, which, oh, if it was 4 inches thick, 4 by 4 feet, you're looking at several hundred pounds of weight there. It would be a fun project, and like I say, it hasn't been a high priority. I've got a lot of other things going on that do occupy my time. But I'm not the only person that could do this. The reason I'm saying this, if you have some discretionary time and want to take on that project yourself, hey, go for it, and maybe we can get this going. 4 by 4 foot artistic concrete representation of the Stone Mountain Monument. That would be great. I believe the characters on horseback, if I'm not mistaken here, is General Robert Lee, General Stonewall Jackson, and President Andrew Jackson on horseback. It's a beautiful monument, and it attracts a lot of attention, as well it should. The way history is taught in this country is upside down, inside out, and backwards. The Civil War was not about slavery. It was not about slavery. The slaves were not freed until after Abraham Lincoln died, by the way. The Emancipation Proclamation did not free the slaves in the United States. Oh, you didn't know? You didn't know there were slaves in the United States all during the Civil War? Men and women, boys and girls being bought and sold like loaves of bread or cattle in 1861, 1862, 1863, 1864, 1865. Therefore, if the Civil War was about slavery, how in the world did the President of the United States allow men and women, boys and girls, to be openly bought and sold and owned inside his country, while he's in fact making war against a different country, the Confederate States of America, over slavery? Excuse me? Now, that dog don't hunt, as one of my neighbors would say. That dog don't hunt. No. Here's what you need to remember, only four things. Missouri, Kentucky, Maryland, and Delaware. The four states that never left the United States, that were never part of the Confederate States of America, were all during the alleged Civil War, which it was not a Civil War. Men and women, boys and girls were openly bought and sold and owned, just like cattle. They were. No, you've been lied to. You've been absolutely lied to. To believe the Civil War is about slavery is to believe a fantasy. That's what it is. It's to believe a fantasy. It was about money. It was about tariffs. It was about taxes. That's what it was about. The Southern states, the Confederate States of America, the Southern states was the money-generating engine for the rest of the country. Lincoln did not want to give that up. That's why he invaded a free sovereign state. You always hear he preserved the Union. No, the Union was already broken. Confederate States of America was a sovereign state with defined borders, a postal service, its own monetary system, a constitution, a House of Representatives, a Congress, a president. They even had their own postage stamps. It was a free sovereign state that was invaded by another country. That's not a Civil War. The last caller this half hour, Fred in Wisconsin. Good morning, Fred.
How you doing? I just have a quick question. I'm looking around a little bit, and I've had some experience in the contractor community, and I'm just seeing something flashing across the screen now about domestic deployment. I know they've got them in Puerto Rico. I'm just wondering if you know anything about it.
Well, Dave Hodge has written about that. You might want to go to his website to get the details.
Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome, Fred. Bottom of the hour break, we'll be back with Tom Berryhill. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We're continuing our energy cleaner promotion, which began August of 2016. In this promotion, you get to buy an energy cleaner $70 off retail and a mattress pad 10% off retail. $200 of the purchase price of the energy cleaner goes to Republic Broadcasting. This is a great way to help get energy cleaners out to people who need them and have some financial issues to deal with, and of course, a great way to support Republic Broadcasting. Here's what you do. Send in a postcard. My address is John Moore, P.O. Box 201, Davidsville, Missouri. We pick a postcard every 2 weeks. If your postcard is drawn, you get the chance to buy the energy cleaner $70 off retail and 10% off the mattress pads. Put your name and your address, your telephone number, and your email address on the postcard, and we wish you the best of luck. Thank you. All right, we are back. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 30th of November. This is the half hour, the 24 minutes I look forward to every week. We take out 24 minutes to talk about a very special product called the Energy Cleaner, a marvelous healing device. We start these conversations with my friend, the manufacturer of the Energy Cleaner, Mr. Tom Berryhill, giving us our disclaimer. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, John. We're not doctors or medical professionals. We don't diagnose, treat, or cure any illness or disease. The information discussed today is for your education and entertainment only. If you have a medical condition requiring treatment, you should utilize the services of a medical doctor, chiropractor, or other competent practitioner.
All right. Tom, I got an email from an energy cleaner user the other day, one of our listeners, James. And James said he's been listening for 2 years, listening to us talk about the energy cleaner for 2 years. He finally got one. And he said within a couple of days he was getting relief. And now, of course, he regrets waiting for 2 years before he did that. We hear these stories a lot, don't we, Tom?
I've been hearing them for many years, John. People talk about it. They think about it. They kick it around in their mind, and they just don't do anything. Really get somebody moving is when they have a neighbor, a family member, a friend, or somebody that that they know personally that has obtained an energy cleaner, and they see the results that that person has obtained, that is really a motivation for somebody to get off their butt and do something. And I've
it
heard
is.
That many
yeah.
times. And John, sometimes I hear from people and they say, I don't know what that thing's called, but it's a black case with a handle on it. It was an energy machine or energy. I don't know. I just want one just like so-and-so has. I want that exact unit because I need some help. So we
right.
hear things like
right.
that quite often.
Right, right. We do. Well, Tom, it's been 2 weeks since we drew a card. I just reached into the envelope, and I pulled out a card here, and it's Diane down there in Mesa, Arizona, area code 480. I'll be giving Diane a call and sending her an email, letting her know that her postcard was drawn in our promotion to help Republic Broadcasting with some funding that you've been sponsoring now into the second year. Well, Tom, there's something about the energy clinic we haven't talked about for, I'm going to say, I'm guessing about 2+ years, that Lee Kroc mentioned to you a number of times. And this is more for the ladies. Ladies, listen up, because you ladies are the ones who are more likely to take action on this. And what Lee Kroc would talk about was his libido, and how, and this is a man who was over 80 years old, by the way, how he had the libido of a man much, much younger, and he was very adamant and very proud about that, wasn't he, Tom?
Well, you know, he was on Frank Whalen's show, and by the way, Frank called me yesterday, John. I'll talk to you soon about that. He does want to talk to you. But anyway, Lee Kroc was on Frank Whalen's show, and he started bragging about what it did for him, and it was just short of X-rated. I couldn't believe he even
right,
talked
right,
like that, but
right.
But
right,
he did,
right,
and I'll tell you what, Lee called me the next day, and he says, boy, we moved quite a few of those energy cleaners yesterday. And I said, really? And you know what he said, John? I'll never forget it. He says, I thought a bunch of men would want that, but he said, it was all women buying these
yep.
things. The
yep.
women were buying them for their husbands, boyfriends,
right.
and whatever.
Right.
It was
right.
amazing. Yeah.
Well, that just goes to show that men don't understand the psyche of a woman. And that's why I started out as part of our conversation mentioning the ladies, listen up. Because the women understand these things. Women tend to be, we have Dr. Myers on every Friday. 90-95% of his clientele is women. Women are more intuitive. Women are more in touch with their bodies and their emotions than men are. And when we talk about how the energy cleaner will improve a man's libido, it's the women who understand this and figure it out, and they're the ones who buy them. So I'm not surprised at all. And in fact, I understand it and expect it. So ladies, this is your chance. If you want to improve the man in your life, you want to improve his libido, get yourself an energy cleaner. And you may not, and we've had numerous examples, Tom, where one spouse will get the energy cleaner, set it up on the bed, and not even tell the other spouse, and just wait and see what happens next. And you've seen that happen many times, haven't you?
Oh, yeah. And, you know, John, in general, it seems to be the women that are most interested in these modes of energy healing. It really is. Not only not just the energy cleaner, but almost all types of healing. It's the women that really pay attention to this, and the men, I guess they're too busy watching football and drinking beer, but it does seem to be the women. And you know, one time I did have a fella contact me, John, and we're talking on the phone and around about, I don't think he wanted to come right out and ask, but he finally did. He says, hey, you talk about using folded up aluminum foil for a small pad and you know, for just a general area that you want to work on. And he said, do you have to put that right on the bare skin? Can it be through the clothes? No, you can. It'll go through your clothes. He says, does it work better if it's right on the skin? I said, well, some people claim that it does, but I don't think it's that critical. And he said, he kind of hemmed and hawed around, and he finally said, would it hurt if I put one of these pads down in my underwear? I just started laughing. I said, I don't think it hurt anything, but give it a try. And I never did hear back from them. But, you know, so you got on that subject, and there's been quite a bit of conversation about that, John, over the years. And it all started with Lee Kroc in that one broadcast. I wish I had an archived copy of that, because it would it shocked most people.
Right.
He was quite impressed with the results.
Well, Tom, I was at a family get-together. It's been about 3 years ago. And, you know, how in a typical household situation, family party situation, there's maybe three groups of people, maybe one in the kitchen, another one in a dining area, another one in the living room, with people kind of casually walking about, engaging in different conversations and eating food and so forth. And I found myself at a table with, it was inadvertent, with three women in their, between, I'm going to say, 55 and 65 years old. And I was kind of sitting there just minding my own business, eating a chocolate chip cookie and not really participating in the conversation. But since I were all at the table, I couldn't help but hear what they were saying. And they were all expressing their joy and their happiness about something called a little blue pill. And I'm sitting there thinking, well, I don't want to sound stupid or ignorant and ask what the little blue pill is. But after 4 or 5 minutes, I figured out that they were talking about Viagra. And I didn't have a clue what they were talking about, because obviously, clearly, I don't need it or want it. But the men in their lives did. And the women were ecstatic that such a pharmaceutical product existed. Ladies and gentlemen, ladies especially, if you want to have the man in your life have a strong libido without harmful effects, side effects of these pharmaceutical products, get an energy cleaner. Seriously, get yourself one. Tom, you've got a fresh batch just about ready for me, sir?
Well, yeah, John. We'll be meeting here by the weekend.
Okay. All right. I got a lot of orders waiting to be processed and get out
and
the door.
We have quite a large batch in the works, so don't worry about that.
Okay. Well, I'm not worried about it.
It's hard to keep up this time of year. It gets kind of busy.
Well, I'm getting a lot of people shipping energy cleaners as gifts. I've noticed that where the person buying it is not the same person receiving it. So
that is really a nice Christmas gift for somebody that you really care about. And I've had so many people tell me that over the years, of the person that received that gift later, and usually shortly after, said, you know, this is one of the nicest gifts I've ever received. It's really, really something. So when you can give somebody better health with a simple device like this, they are very, very, very happy about that.
Of course they are. Now, for the benefit of new listeners, we're talking about a marvelous healing device. It's listed for sale at my website at thelibertyman.com. Literally a black plastic box about the size of a cigar box. It takes 9 Ds and Delta, 9 D cell batteries. It puts out a healing electrostatic signal. No, it's not a TENS unit. No, it's not a Rife frequency generator. It's entirely different technology. This electrostatic signal goes to every cell in your body, flushing out toxins, bringing in fresh nutrition. That's how it works. We focus mainly on pain mitigation. It could be joint pain, arthritis pain, back pain, and getting a great night's sleep. We probably should talk more about how it helps the libido. It just kind of slips my mind. But it helps a man's libido as well. And that's what it is. The patent application details are there at my website. Fascinating story how this thing came into being. The testimonials from men and women who've got their lives back is there at my website also. Now, 18, 19 years ago, the energy cleaner was $3,000 each, hand-built one at a time with a very nice Amish wood cabinet. Tom Berryhill got involved and brought modern technology in terms of manufacturing this thing to get the price down 10% of what it was, less than 10% of what it was 18, 19 years ago, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. We also offer at my website factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Yes, you can get by with loom screen wire from the hardware store, and yes, in a few weeks to months, it will start breaking apart and scratching in the middle of the night. So, bite the bullet, spend the money, get everything you need right there at the get-go. Keep in mind that I offer a 30-day money-back guarantee on Energy Cleaner. So you're risking nothing when you buy your Energy Cleaner. I do take PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. Of course, checks can be sent to my address at thelibertyman.com. And I have a toll-free order line 24 hours a day. Here it is. Don't try to call me. Order line only. 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Well, Tom, the Energy Cleaner is a marvelous device, and it goes in different directions, such as helping people with their gardens. The seed catalogs will start hitting people's mailboxes here pretty soon if they haven't already. And people will be sitting there in front of their fireplace when it's 10 degrees, looking at these beautiful photographs of the fruits and vegetables and ornamentals that they plan on planting in just about 3 months or so, 3 or 4 months. And the Energy Cleaner can help with this, both the seedlings and the garden itself, can't they, Tom?
Well, it sure will. And, you know, John, I always advise people to consider sprouting, because sprouts are a very nutritious plant that, you know, small plant sprouts, and they're very nutritious and a good way to have something to eat in emergency situations. You know, if we ever got to where the electric grid is gone and people are just trying to scrape by and regroup, well, sprouts could be a very welcome addition to the menu. And they grow pretty fast anyway, but with the Energy Cleaner signal applied to those sprouts, they'll grow at least 2 times as fast. And it's so simple to do. You can take a metal shelf and put the sprouts, the trays on there in a, near a window, and connect the Energy Cleaner to that metal shelf. Or you can, if you have a wooden shelf or any other support for these sprouting trays, just use aluminum foil or aluminum screen wire, anything. Just set them on this metallic surface and connect the Energy Cleaner cable to it, and you really increase the growth rate of those sprouts. And it
absolutely
works quite well.
So and get ready.
Greenhouses and gardens, all of it, John. It's people that have tried it are just totally amazed as to the production rate of the vegetables.
They are. And get ready. Tim Spencer did this the first time. He had high hopes for it working, but he was totally unprepared for how fast it worked and how quickly the seedlings took off. So be advised, ladies and gentlemen, if you're going to use Energy Cleaner on the seedlings, don't do it too early, end up with these nice big seedlings, and it's too cold to put them in the ground. So do it just about, I would say, no more than 2 weeks before you want to put them in the ground. That'd be about right, wouldn't it, Tom?
I think so. That's about right. You do have to have, your garden area ready. If it's going to turn to soil or plow or whatever you're going to do, get it ready, and then start those seedlings. In a greenhouse, it's pretty simple, especially hydroponic. If you have a hydroponic greenhouse, the easiest way is to just stretch even a single strand of stainless steel welding wire down through the troughs that the plants are growing in, and when the nutrients flow through there, they'll get charged up with that signal and transfer it to the plant. And, of course, that media stays pretty damp, so it easily conducts that signal all the time, and the Energy Cleaner will really energize those plants. And we recently shipped out some units to a commercial greenhouse operation, and they fired up two additional greenhouses with Energy Cleaners, so they're having great success.
Absolutely. Well, what we're talking about here, ladies and gentlemen, is a way to get your life back. I'll be talking to Steve Whitman again soon. His next book is probably published or about to be published. I'm going to get the book and review it, and then we'll have Steve back on. to talk both about his new book and how the energy cleaner saved his life 3 years ago, literally saved his life. And then after saving his life, helped in the very rapid recovery he's had to get back to full speed in terms of strength and agility and mobility and so forth, being shot three times with a 45 caliber pistol that fateful day 3 years ago. It's very humbling, Tom, to know that the work you're doing is saving people's lives. The work you're doing, work I'm doing with the energy cleaner, is literally, not figuratively, but literally saving people's lives. Here's our break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality. There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen, back here on Thursday, the 30th of November, talking to Tom Berryhill. We're talking about a marvelous healing device called the Energy Cleaner. I talked to Tim Spencer briefly this morning. He needed to take the morning off to get caught up on his rest. But Tim has told his story dozens of times here, Tom, about how he went from taking prescription pharmaceutical products every day of his life for more than 30 years to getting his life back, and to the point where he could ride his ponies and climb radio towers, use a chainsaw, do all the active, energetic things that a man would like to do on a hobby farm. And we hear these stories multiple times, and Tim apologizes publicly for being an energy cleaner procrastinator for 2 weeks. 2 weeks that he could have had quicker recovery. And I talk about energy cleaner procrastinators. Your experience, Tom, has been typically about a one-year lag time between the first time they hear about the energy cleaner and they actually make their purchase. Is that somewhat accurate, sir? Tom? Hello, Tom. Okay. Well, it looks like we lost Tom somehow. That's okay. Tom, if you can hear him, we can't hear you. I don't know what's going on here.
Well, John, I hear you fine.
Okay, you're back.
Okay. What I was going to say is you're accurate on the lag time. People wait maybe a year, sometimes longer. But again, they'll jump right on it if they see what it's done for somebody that they know personally, and then they want one immediately. That's happened numerous times, countless times over the years. We've been producing these for about 18 years now. And something else we should discuss, John, you mentioned people on different medicines, if they're on, if people are taking supplements. This energy cleaner technology will greatly assist with your body's use of those different products. If you, in some cases, you can cut back on the dosage because it will make your body much more efficiently put those products to use. So it allows the cells to pull in the nutrients and expel the toxic waste material in a very efficient manner. So it's for that alone, it's I think well worth the price.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So you go to my website, check out the energy cleaner, check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads, and please, don't procrastinate. There's a 30-day money-back guarantee. I personally stand behind that. There's about two or three a year they'd get returned, and I refund their money the same day. It's not a big deal. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain, don't they, Tom?
They sure do, John. Been doing this a long time, and as you like to mention quite often, the number of people that have bought multiple energy cleaners, they get their first one, and then they get another and another and another. They wouldn't do that if it wasn't doing something good for them.
Obviously not. Tom, we're just about out of time here. I want to thank you for being with us, as always, and we'll talk privately soon, sir.
Thank you, John.
Okay. Top of the hour break. We'll be back. Stay tuned.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. at aroutfitting.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.